All right, let's dive right in. So yeah, tell me how, give me a little recap and then tell me how the conversation went.
So I was like trying to figure out how to even bring this up and under what circumstances to bring this up. So I don't really see my parents as often anymore since I'm not living with them. And but I was asked my father for a ride somewhere yesterday. He came to pick me up. So I just kind of admittedly this was kind of vague. Because I don't know, I've been finding it difficult to just jump in and just be like, hey, let's have this really vulnerable conversation about our relationship. So what I said was, hey, so I've been feeling kind of almost ashamed and like cringy when people compliment me on my apartment, and I'm kind of like afraid of resentment on some level. And you said that I noticed sometimes with your mom, like you always say things like, oh, she's so rich. It just kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. And when I mentioned the thing about my students, he was like, no, it's good to have a really nice apartment because then they see you as having more value and they give you your money. And I was like, yeah, I get that, but sometimes I feel like they might think that I charge too much and that like I'm making my living off of charging them too much. And I was like, sometimes when friends will say things and people will say things, it just makes me uncomfortable. And he was like, well, some people don't want you to have more than they do, but you can't really worry with that. So I guess what I got from that conversation is that if there's any kind of resentment from him, it's totally on a subconscious level. He doesn't recognize it at all, and it's not something that he is like consciously doing. Like there's no part of him that's like, I want my daughter to not be successful. And I just need to let that go.
Okay, can you I can hear that you get that in your mind. But can you feel the truth of that from him? Because those are two different things. We can tell ourselves lots of things, but if you don't feel the truth of it inside your body, like I kind of describe it as like in every cell of your body, then it actually isn't integrated, if that makes sense.
Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying. I think with my father, because I know him to be someone who keeps his feelings in a lot, and because I see all of this as being on a subconscious level, I don't think if I were to just ask him straight up, so do you resent me? I don't see I don't see a realistic answer coming out of that. Or I don't see a truthful answer coming out of that, especially because this is all subconscious.
Okay, so you're committed to believing that there is some sort of resentment on his part. Do you get that? It's okay that you do, but there's
So it's not that I'm committed to believing it, it's that I don't know because it's like if it was there, he wouldn't tell me. If it's not there,
How do you know?
they know.
How do you know that?
Because there have been times where he will like help me and be very pleasant, and then when he thinks I'm not listening, he is like livid.
Yeah, aren't you like that?
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean you don't care or love or understand or appreciate or any of that?
No, but it does mean in those situations that there is some resentment.
Well, there's anger, but doesn't mean it's about you.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I'm just saying this because I want you to feel more open to hearing like what's true for him, and often we decide what's true for somebody and what's not. Does that make sense? Like, oh, they just said
Yeah.
that to me because they just were being nice.
Okay, yes.
But maybe they were honest and were really genuinely telling you something, kind. and generous. And we can disregard that because of whatever we decide about a person, you know? And specifically around our parents, we just have so much that we've decided, and we have so much around who we think they are, that we don't really give them an opportunity to be anything different.
I can see that.
And you're changing and growing every single day. So is he. Mm-hmm. It may be at a different pace. It may be, you know, in a different way. But there's nobody that's not evolving in some way, right?
Yeah.
In some way. Whether that be small steps or large steps, you know, large transformations. And so, like, what I heard from what you just said to me around your conversation with him is him really validating that you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And that didn't feel fake or like there was resentment attached to it, right? Mm-hmm. And even the resentment that you had felt when you were younger that your dad had towards your mom wasn't about your mom either. It's his own stuff with his own idea of money and where he came from and his own childhood. And what he thinks he's capable of or not capable of. That's what that is. It's not about your mom. You don't believe that?
I believe it intellectually. Every cell of my body isn't there yet. it makes perfect sense. But it's one of those things where, like, it's like when someone attacks you and, like, you're told it's not about you, it's about their own stuff. But it's like, no, but they're attacking me.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it. I totally get it. I'm not taking away that way you feel. I'm not taking that away. That is true. The way you felt, what it came across like, all of that is valid. That is not invalid at all. So don't get me wrong when I say it wasn't about you. I don't mean to make that mean you're not allowed to feel what you felt. That's absolutely, you're allowed to feel what you felt. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so where I'm going with all of this is just a little bit untraining the mind a little bit is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But truly the breakthrough, you know, I use that lightly sometimes, but with your dad is you getting really vulnerable. And I know that it is difficult because you're afraid of the whatever is going to come back. You're not sure, you know, and when you go there, you're really open to hurt. That's how we have it coded. You know, if I expose myself in a really vulnerable way, then, and I don't get the answer I want, then that's, I rejected, embarrassed, feel stupid, hurt, all kinds of emotions, you know? Mm-hmm. But it won't really integrate into the cells of your body until it's a real, truly vulnerable, open moment. You know what I mean? For you with him. So I just want to leave you with that, if that makes sense, but tell me how that feels as I'm saying it.
I guess the biggest challenge for me is just creating the opening for that conversation. I think the biggest challenge for me is creating the opening for that conversation. I feel like there always has to be a lead in. It has to make sense. If everyone's just having a good day, I don't want to be like, yeah, so let's have a really vulnerable, you know, heart-to-heart conversation about my issues. You know what I mean?
I do, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. I think if we were in a world where we could do that, it would be a pretty amazing world.
I agree.
Yeah. So why not lead with that? And if you had a child, right? Just kind of imagine that if you can imagine it. Sometimes it's hard to imagine it. Mm-hmm. If you had a child and she was 16 years old and she came to you and she said, Mama, I have to tell you, and it had nothing to do with where you were, or what was going on. And she just told you this really horrible moment she had at school with a bully. Would that be the inappropriate time for her to expose herself to you and get real and tell you what's going on in her life?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're his daughter. His daughter. His baby girl. You have certain leeways as a daughter, as his baby girl, that not a lot of people have.
And then I think the other thing that happens is because I'm so... or I've been so resistant to this conversation, is like, I don't remember what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah. Yeah, these are all very normal. So I just want you to know you're very normal. There's nothing, you know, that you're experiencing that isn't everybody's experience on some level. And mine, you know, I've done this work. I don't just preach it. I do it, you know, all the time for the last decade. And yeah, I will convince myself all kinds of things before having a conversation. I'll be like, oh, I think I'm good, actually. I don't really need to say that. I figured it out for myself. You know, I don't need to say this thing to him. And that your throat closes up and you want to cry and you can't get the words out and all of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. Get it. And it's like, it's just dropping into, oh, I just want to feel I just want to feel the love, right? And I no longer want to feel this. So let's see what comes out of my mouth, you know, and just go from there. Just go from there. But we do a lot of strategizing, you know, and that's why I help you kind of craft it and everything, because it makes it a little easier. And of course you need some of that. But at the end of the day, it's just saying like, I want connection and love and not whatever is happening right now. Mm-hmm. You know, the box that I'm putting my dad in, or the box I'm putting my mom in, or the ideas that I think that are true from what I've experienced over and over again, even though that may be because I've had these thoughts forever, you know, but that I'm open to seeing that there's more, and that I'm more, and that there's a level of connection here that is deeper than I thought. And I'm willing to get vulnerable for that.
I'm still kind of struggling with the wording of how to be vulnerable without blame, or without him interpreting it as blame.
Because it's all about how you feel and owning how you feel. So when you actually are squarely there, it doesn't come across as blame at all. Okay. So the way that we frame this is you'll start with a problem in your life, right? So, you know, dad, like, and really hear my words, right? Like, the last conversation I had with you was still kind of like, I half-assed it. There was more that I wanted to say, you know, or however, maybe you don't curse in front of him, but, you know, I like didn't fully tell you that, like, I feel pretty blocked right now. And your attention is on you and your feelings and owning them. Your attention isn't on managing him and what his thoughts are and what he's thinking and how he's going to take it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you just go within and you just say like, yeah, I feel blocked. I feel like I'm not going to reach the level of success that I want, because I am immediately having thoughts that I don't, you know, I have this apartment, I know I've worked for it, and yet I may not totally deserve it, or people think that I make too much, or like that I'm going to be cursed because I make more. And some of this comes from, you know, some of the things that I saw when I was little. That's not your fault. It's not, you can even say, I'm not blaming you at all. I'm just saying like what I translated from what I saw, which you don't know I translated at all. Because I've never told you, you know, and I didn't even know it. And so, you know, I translated that maybe like you resented mom for being able to just make the money and go, because that's what I saw, that I heard, you know, or that you'll resent me because I'm making the money. And that's like the last thing that I want. I like want you to be proud of me and encouraging of it. And like, this is what you want for me, you know? And I think that's what I need to hear. Or whatever it is in the moment that you really want to hear. Does that make sense? But those are kind of some of the emotions. Okay. What does that feel like?
Feels like probably what I should be saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything that you've done thus far, I want you to know, is not in vain. It is all a process. Okay. And you have to try out these little conversations and be a little vague and not say everything. You have to go through that sometimes, because it's not easy to just walk in when you've never really done this and have a conversation and you're really vulnerable and you know, cleared it right away. Like, it's not always like that. And often when the scarier it is, the bigger, you know, the block or the, you know, or the resistance, I should say, more than block. Sometimes I don't really love that word block, but the resistance that's sitting inside of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like a sign, like, wow, okay, I see how much resistance I have. And maybe you didn't even know that before, yeah. You know? So it's all kind of showing you things. So know that every single conversation you've already had with him is progress, big progress. Okay. It's just, I'm showing you kind of like the level at which you want to go to and just baby stepping you there. That's it. Does that make sense? But, Yeah. But none of anything that you've done thus far is anything but progress. Yeah. Cause you've already gotten snippets. I see it. I know it's going in. Like, I can see you're like, oh wow, he said that. I didn't expect him to say that. Okay. Yeah. You know, and I see that you're seeing that, which is making it feel more safe to get a little more vulnerable the next time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Is there anything that you feel you have gotten thus far for yourself out of it? Like really from the heart, not for the mind.
I think the biggest thing was just realizing that at the end of the day, my parents just want me to be happy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their methods or like their way of looking at the world might not coincide with what actually makes me happy.
That's right.
But that's okay. At the end of the day, if I'm happy, they are happy. Kind of.
No, they are. They are.
Yes. Yes.
They are.
I think I...
Doesn't mean that you have to be happy all the time, but because yes. It's not like they're, you know, that I just want to make sure we don't create this scenario where we're like, I have to be happy for them to be happy. But.
Yeah. The only reason why I kind of hesitated with that is because my youngest sister is 21 and she's bumping heads with them a lot right now too. And she's like, well, why don't they just see that I'm happy? And they're trying to protect her. And it's like this whole power struggle thing. But I think I'm at an age where they're not trying to protect me from life anymore. They just want me to be happy.
Yeah, there you go. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're always going to protect you on some level, and that protection is going to feel like it's opposite to where you're at. And sometimes it will keep them from seeing how happy you are, just so you know that. But that doesn't mean that they don't want you to be happy. And when you are happy, it does eventually bring them joy. It's just that sometimes we're really not happy, and they can see that. Does that make sense?
Can you elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Meaning, like, if you take a look at your little sister, she's convincing them that she's happy. And I'm not saying she isn't happy, and I don't know the exact situation, but there's something in her that they are seeing that isn't actually happy.
No, they're just trying to impose their religious beliefs on her relationship.
Okay, I get that. But when you look at it from like outside in, mm-hmm. So you absolutely feel like your sister is happy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then. Cool. Cool. I don't think anybody's ever 100% happy all the time.
Yeah, of course. It's a new relationship. They're scared for her. She's just enjoying her life. She's 21. And they're just like, no, we're scared. We're nervous. You don't know him well enough to be taking trips. And like, they're imposing their 1975 standards on a 2018 relationship.
Yeah, I gotcha.
For the sake of, you know, wanting to protect her.
She's yeah,
just,
yeah.
Leave me alone. I just want to be happy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that dynamic with my parents.
Yeah, I mean, every parent,
the right thing.
Every parent is protecting their children. But, mm-hmm. And the way that translates to a child is suffocating.
Yes.
Not trusting me.
Yes.
Not feeling like you know what I'm doing, you know, mm-hmm. not letting me fall if I need to fall, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's how parents translate love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So as a child, we have to understand that. We don't have to abide by it by any means, but to see that like we are loved enough that they would like to protect us. Yes. Even and it does feel like control, you know, a lot of times as well. So, but this is kind of like a side topic, but
yeah.
I just wanted to express that. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. And I really, really appreciate you sharing your story and like letting me into your world. It's an honor and I don't take that lightly. So thank you.
No, you're welcome.